And it is time now, Mike, to welcome a bunch of old friends to the studio. We just got word this morning that a lot of them wanted to drop by. They're excited that you're here, and they wanted to wish us and all the P1s a Merry Christmas. So I'm not sure exactly who's coming in.
Well, I'm excited, too, because I hear these characters on the radio.
Characters or friends?
All these friends is what I meant to say, each and every morning. Mm-hmm. The characters in that, man, those rascals.
Hey,
they're just
guys,
characters.
How are y'all doing?
Look at this.
Hell. Hey. Oh, sorry.
That was odd. First up, it's the generic youth minister.
Yeah, hey, guys, I just came by to wish you, too, like a Merry Christmas and to tell you guys that I love you.
Oh, well, yeah. We love you, too,
love
and
you
Merry
too.
Christmas.
Yeah, and, hey, in the hustle and, like, bustle of this time of year, let's not forget the reason for the season.
Right.
What's that?
Well, Jesus wants us all to bring peace on earth.
Yeah, Mike.
By running up them credit cards, prove your friends and family that you love them. Hey, and while we have Mike here, I'd like to invite you to come speak to our youth group.
Oh, I'd love to do that.
Yeah, we're looking for a speaker to come talk to them how to stay off drugs.
Okay.
And you can do that.
Yeah.
And also how to be generically inoffensive on television for decades upon decades.
That's a skill. That's an underrated skill.
You think you can do that?
I'll try to pass along that
All
message,
right,
yes.
Good. And hey, you guys have a blessed Yuletide.
Oh, you too. There he goes, the generic youth minister out the studio door. I wonder who's going to open the studio door next.
Good morning to you.
Oh, well, look at this.
Good morning.
My goodness, it's Cowboys owner and GM Jerry Jones.
I heard that you guys had a big-time TV personality in here filling in for Jody, and so I was nearby, and I thought I'd just right on over here. Wish Dale a very Merry Christmas to the whole Cowboy family.
42-44, everybody.
Where is he? Is he in the crapper? Where is
Dale? Well, this is Mike Ducey here from Fox 4.
Oh, well, welcome to town. I think you'll enjoy covering sports here. Good morning.
Been here 22 years. 23rd year covering your team.
Sorry about that, Mike.
Thanks, Jerry. Just thought I'd take time away from my very busy schedule, okay? To come in here and tell you guys have the best show, okay, a fantastic show. You guys are big league, and you are the top show of all time.
Well, it's an honor to have President-elect
Trump. Okay, no one listens to you. Your show's a total disaster.
Well, you just
everyone agrees that you're the worst show in America. This is sad. Okay,
such a 180.
Okay, oh, wow, that was quick, wasn't it? I don't know. Oh, we do have somebody else.
Hi, gentlemen. How are you?
No.
Look at Marge, George's old swim coach.
I thought I'd motor on by and wish George a merry holiday season, but it looks like I missed him.
Yeah, he's not here. He's already on vacation.
I heard his last day would be Monday, and so I left like a week ago to try to get here on time. I'm having a slight severe problem with my chair.
Oh, no.
What's wrong, Marge?
Yeah, my battery won't hold a charge, so I have to plug it in for it to work. Mm-hmm. And I've got like a 400-yard extension cord. Mm-hmm. So I can only go 400 yards at a time and then stop near a new outlet, tug on the cord to pull it out of the wall, and then reel it in and then plug it into the new outlet and go another 400 yards.
Like a really ineffective way to travel.
It's tricky because the cord gets a little hung up from time to time.
I bet.
It's quite a process.
Mike, so, maybe you could get her a new chair for Christmas.
Yeah, I think perhaps we could organize some sort of fundraiser. Maybe the generic youth minister could help us out with that.
I don't know if you know this, Mike, but my life has run into somewhat of a collection of hardships and difficulties.
It's terrible.
Of what types? I think of you as a survivor, Marge,
well,
more than anything else.
Well, yes, I've survived everything that has killed every other human on this planet that could possibly kill them. And I have a lot of transportation issues.
Right.
As a matter of fact, there's one particular bridge that is particularly troublesome for me.
Yes, we know.
The Margaret Hunt Hill Bridge.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Please, please stay off that bridge.
I try not to take that bridge, but the truth is, it's the quickest way back to my lean-to.
But you've got a lot of really high-speed traffic on that bridge.
Believe me, don't you know I know it? And Mike Ducey, I love you.
Well, Marge, thank you very much.
I heard the insulting thing that the GM of the Cowboys said about you recently on the local airwaves.
That was just about 2 minutes ago,
but
yes.
But I love you.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
You caused feelings in my birth canal that I didn't think possible anymore.
Marge, come on.
Even now, as you're talking to me, I'm lubricating.
Oh, good Lord. Marge.
Hold on. Hold on. I'm really turning on the waterworks as you stare at me. Thank you for that. Merry Christmas, Mike! Merry Christmas,
Merry Christmas,
George.
Yeah, Merry Christmas, Marge.
Marge.
There you go.
Marge.
Stay off the bridge.
Marge.
Well, that was fun. Are you even more in the Christmas spirit now after hearing from all those friends?
Well, any sort of gift I can provide, happy to do it.
I'm back!
Oh, no, we've got to run.
Quick question. Is George shining up his big old penis for the holidays?
Thank you, Marge. We're out of time.
Strange.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
It's strange Christmas.
8:47 on the ticket. Coming up next, biggest show coming to town this week.